It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
I don't know if it's the warped workings of my brain or a reflection of the train wreck of world affairs, but I seem plagued by a sense of helplessness lately, forebodings of doom that have kept me up at night and distracted me through the day. For several nights running, I've been awakened by vivid dreams. I wouldn't call them nightmares, but the effect has been the same. Take last Sunday night, when a woman I didn't know, baring her teeth, said, "I used to live in Ohio," alarming me and causing my sister standing next to me to scream. Once jolted awake by this menacing, if innocuous, statement, my mind began, as it often will if I wake in the night, to catastrophize. I inventory every possible financial demand I'll be unable to meet, every mistake I've made that will come back to haunt me, every person I've failed who I fear will abandon me. My frenzy of worry convinces me that cataclysm is imminent and inevitable. During the day, my attention is constantly diverted from my work to the news, the U.S. elections, the war in the Middle East, and sometimes the intersection between the two. The plot line of reality is as illogical as my dreams. How is it, I wonder, that the one place Jews and Arabs seem to be unified is in undermining the candidacy of Kamala Harris, an advocate of a two-state solution with self-determination for both Israelis and Palestinians, because some significant number within each group feels she is insufficiently supportive of their side? In swing states like Michigan, with more than 100,000 Arab American voters, and Pennsylvania, with around 300,000 Jewish voters, margins of victory may be razor thin. Any significant defection from these traditional Democratic voters may well hand the election to Donald Trump. Thank God for the farm. Not only a safe refuge from a mad world, but a world where I can confront potentially catastrophic circumstances with the calm assurance of feeling like I know how things work and why they happen. The other morning, Eric and I had a visitor who particularly wanted to see the North Pasture, one of my favorite spots. I adore the sweeping and vast view from the top of the compost pile over that pasture, unobstructed virtually all the way up to the picturesque blue house and red barn of the Ryder farm in the distance. You can see the kind of big sky you get on the prairies. It feels almost like you can see clear to Canada. We took her briefly past the barn for a visit with the turkeys, who were hanging out there. They were their usual chatty selves. The males were fanning their feathers as they strutted about, and she was utterly charmed. But as we walked across the field, north, we turned our attention to other subjects, as she knew and related histories of the farms in the vicinity, without any mind of what the turkeys might be up to. When we reached the north end of the property, we turned west down the hill into a wooded periphery, and as far as the wetlands before turning back. A 10 or 15 minute walk altogether. As we approached the barn, Eric commented on how quiet it seemed. The turkeys were no longer at the barn. I didn't think anything of it at the time. As I've related, they wander about a lot. But a couple of hours later, when Paul arrived with Eric's dog Lily for a long visit, and I went out to the garden to get some lettuce for lunch, the continuing, unusual silence was striking to me as well. I decided to investigate. The turkeys were not in their half of the barn, or not in the sheep's side of the barn either. Not in the southeast pasture along Old Sawmill Road, where they've spent a lot of time lately chatting with the wild turkeys in woods across the street. Nor in any of the north pastures, or the vegetable garden, the back, or the front yard. In short, nowhere to be found. I reported back to the house. Eric, wide-eyed with concern, said, "How can you be so matter-of-fact? Aren't you concerned that they've left? Let's go out right now and search." And even though I had been in a state of catastrophe anticipation for days, and my most valuable product, which accounts for the majority of the farm's revenue, was AWOL, I said, "Lunch is practically ready." Their instinct is to stick within a 3-mile radius, and they know where home and food is, so I'm pretty sure they'll return. Let's eat first and then go out looking. I was only able to halfway convince Eric that this was not an emergency. We agreed that immediately after lunch we'd fan out and look, Eric going along the woodline to the west, me up Old Sawmill Road calling to the woods to the east, and Paul going out to check on Lasher Avenue to the south. Eric, however, wolfed down his sandwich and started out to his assignment, while Paul and I ate at a more leisurely pace on the screen porch. And within 5 minutes of Eric's departure, I could hear, from a considerable distance, the sound of the entire turkey chorus responding to Eric's calls into the west woods. They had disappeared into the brush that adjoins the pasture, simply expressing their natural inquisitive nature, exploring the neighborhood. No catastrophe at all. Coping is so easy when you understand the logic of the situation.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.